know this meeting's going on, so I figured I'd call, so.
Well, all I can say is, you know, you've got the judgment, and I guess we could file a motion for rehearing and allege in the rehearing that we haven't been properly served.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't received any of this until Elliot forwarded it over to me.
Right, and the sale is April 20th, so we have plenty of time. So we could file a motion for rehearing and actually notice at the hearing. And you know something that, you know that the judges don't like you to notice a motion for rehearing. They like to,
Yeah, just go straight to the judge.
Yeah, right. Well, but the point is, the judge could just sit on the darn thing. So you're going to need a follow through on it.
Yeah. But, I just want to look and see. Hold on. You know, hold on for a second. I'm trying to get, something's really weird with my, I'm just double checking, because I'm now starting to wonder, can I even get in this docket, which I should be able to. Let me try this again. Hold on.
Well, the interesting thing about it is that if we can get a motion for rehearing heard promptly, then we could actually take an appeal and have a motion for rehearing. So we've already raised the issue of lack of jurisdiction over the person. So we don't actually have to preserve that in the record at this point in time. So we could file a motion for rehearing and a notice of appeal and have the appellate court maybe rule on that issue before the sale takes place.
Yeah.
So that's another possibility.
I'm looking, it's not in the docket yet, what Elliot sent me, it's not in the docket.
Yeah.
Well, it might be because it just came in, so.
It was just ended yesterday.
No, I know, I wanted to see, hold on, let me see something. I'm just looking at what Elliot sent me. Let me look here. Because we had that hearing on this.
I know.
And that's, let me see.
And the judge didn't pay one bit of attention to our argument.
Not one bit. But Leslie, this time you're going to put the argument in writing, right?
Huh?
You're going to put the argument in writing for a rehearing?
Yeah. Well, it would have to be if I'm doing a motion for rehearing.
Okay.
I'm just looking here. I just want to see something. Hold on. Because I knew, hold on. So this was, I'm just trying to remember when we went to the hearing. His attorney was supposed to reach out to me.
Right.
To try to get, you know what I mean, to work on.
Right.
The order, and he never reached out to me.
Right, he's a slime. I told you, this guy's slimy as
can be. Yeah, I was gonna say, so I'm just trying to understand this, because like I said, I understand procedure. I don't typically deal with, obviously, foreclosures, but from what I remember, we were supposed, when we left that hearing, his attorney was supposed to contact me, and I think they were giving, it was in regards to, there were some things that we were supposed to, and I'm trying to think what it was. Was it?
Well, they were going to go to Ted. They were going to go to Rose to figure out how much money on the second.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I remember.
Right.
Yeah. And so, let me look at the last order. I just want to see the last order for summary judgment. There's not an order entered in here for summary judgment. Do you understand?
Isn't that the order I just sent you?
Just what you sent me, yeah, I mean.
Just the final judgment, that's all. You don't need to have an order on that.
On a separate, okay. Like I said, I don't typically do, this is not the arena of law I practice in, so we don't really do a lot of summary judgments in the law that I practice in. But I'm just looking, let me just look at this, hold on. Affidavit of attorney fees. So yeah, he was. He never went over.
He never contacted you, right?
Out to me, nothing.
He didn't even include you in serving it.
No.
And you're representing the boys in the case. I mean, they're just ignoring you.
Well, he ignored me even at the courthouse. Remember, he was talking to you?
Yeah, and he's ignoring the judge. Yeah, it's like you don't exist.
Exactly. I mean, he absolutely should have went over this with me.
No, so the thing that I'm concerned about, did we preserve our response to the motion for summary judgment in the argument that we were not properly served? Was that argument made?
Yeah, that argument we made.
In writing?
No.
No, it was made verbally.
Now, can we get...
We had a court reporter there, so...
Can you get a transcript of that hearing? Order the...
You need to order the transcript of the court reporter from that hearing.
Candace is doing it now.
We absolutely need that because I need to look at what the judge said.
Right.
You know, during that hearing and what he directed to happen, and I need to compare that to what happened.
Candace is ordering it now.
Okay.
And we need to make a decision after reading that transcript whether we want to just simply pursue the motion for a hearing or whether we want to just go ahead with an appeal and not wait for the ruling on the motion for a hearing. So, anyway, we have until April 20th, so we have time. So, we really should get our motion for a hearing in very quickly.
Yeah, I'll do it as soon as I get the transcript. I would like to go with the transcript and compare
the
judgment, you know, is what actually the court ordered at that hearing.
And we may need to have an affidavit as to the age of the son.
Leslie has that. She has that. Yeah, she has that.
I have that. I can attach that in the motion for rehearing.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I want the transcripts because I need to go over what exactly the court.
Right.
My memory isn't that great. I just know that the court directed me and his attorney to work out the terms and everything. And then cards. I never heard another thing.
With all those cards.
There it is.
Okay, that may be another ground for a motion for rehearing.
What?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I would add that in the motion for rehearing as well if the judge signs this thing, because the copy I have is just the proposal. But if the judge signs this, and I was never given, never contacted or anything, and he just, you know, put the, it sounds like he just sent this to the court to sign.
Right.
That, I would make that argument as well.
Okay.
Beautiful. All right, so we got direction?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just looking. Elliot, you just sent, there was another copy you sent me, and I'm seeing it right now. The judge did sign it.
Yes.
Without, obviously, me being noticed. And I'm not even, and here's the crazy thing.
You're not on that.
I'm not even on that as a list.
I know. And it says e-service.
Yeah, I mean, that's completely, and I'm representing a party in that. I should have been copied, and I just want to go back to my notice of appearance. It wasn't a limited appearance. I gave an actual
notice of appearance.
General notice of appearance.
Yep. Well, this is, Leslie, what they call the E factor.
Yeah, this is crazy.
This is what they call the Elliot factor, the crazy. No, Arthur, yes.
But you still didn't give me the password to get onto Zoom, so I'm complaining also.
I am, too.
No, but this is, I'm looking, because I filed my general notice of appearance to represent Josh, Jacob, and Daniel.
Okay, yes, correct.
So, I should have been...
Noticed
on this.
Everything.
Why I'm not noticed, I have no idea.
Exactly. So, we definitely want
to... Sent this to me, I was confused because I hadn't received anything.
From the court, right.
No.
Right.
I mean, that just tends to prove your argument that you weren't given a copy of the proposed judgment before it was signed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, so Elliot, let me make a note So you're gonna get, you're gonna order. Hold on.
Transcript.
Send this to you. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you upload it in Clio?
Send that to. Send it all to Candace because I'm pretty out of it. I'm like drugged up and.
I'm whole.
You're right. So I'm half here, half not here. I'm having trouble hanging on to it. Plus, Leslie, we have one more issue to talk to you about.
Yeah.
And it's about the ethics of Arthur.
Yeah.
Arthur has agreed to look at a draft I'm working on with Kevin Hall of a letter to the Florida Bar stating he is aware of misconduct of attorneys and judges in the conscription of Josh into an illegal guardianship. Kevin's going to put together the dates and make it all so, you know, he can sign it and it represents what he knows.
Okay.
I was hoping you'd do the same thing because this would force the bar to start to deal with what are we going to do here? We have to undo 5 years of hearings. We have to undo 50.
Can you send me what Kevin writes up?
So yes, absolutely, absolutely, okay. Absolutely. You're
so
going
to
be.
You want to hear the bullshit that's going on with me? You ready for this? So there's these ridiculous complaints, you know, that all these people have put together. You know, tried
the bar stuff, right?
All this bullshit, and this attorney out of Tampa. Arthur, you're gonna appreciate how ridiculous this is. Okay, you know, I took a deposition of a mother in this particular case, and I asked her in the deposition, I said, have you ever had a DUI? And her response was, and I'm telling you verbatim what her response was, I can't remember, I think 17. I can't remember the year, but I think 17. When I get the transcript back, from the court reporter, there was a hyphen in front of the 17. I took that as 2017, okay? I mean, that was, honestly, I thought she meant 2017, because she goes, I can't remember the year, but I think 17. So, in the way that the court reporter, you know, had transcribed it, it wasn't just like 17, it didn't say 17 years old, it had a hyphen 17. So I write a motion, and in the motion, I put, you know, in 2017, the mother got a DUI. Well, I go into the hearing, and this asshole attorney starts the hearing out by stating to the judge, I don't know if you know this, but Ms. Rodriguez is on probation with the bar. Okay?
Yep.
And then he goes on to make a big to-do about how I intentionally filed this filing, making misrepresentations to the court. So then the judge starts drilling me. We weren't even there on this motion, okay? We were there on a completely different issue. And I'm getting interrogated by the judge, literally like cross-examined by the judge about how could I put 2017. So then I get out of, then the judge ends up putting the mother under oath. And then she says, oh no, I was 17 when I got the DUI. So as soon as I had awareness that it was a mistake, I left the hearing and I withdrew the motion. Okay, it was an honest mistake.
Right, you had to refile. Right.
Yeah. So about 2 weeks later, I get a bar complaint from this asshole attorney saying that he is concerned over my mental health and the fact that I would make false misrepresentations to the court. So then it gets sent to an investigator, the same guy that investigates all the bar complaints on my behalf, and he starts questioning me how concerned he is that I would make a misrepresentation like this to the court. And I said, my God, I go, it would be one thing if I got sanctioned by the court, I had notice, and I continued forward. I said the proper protocol would be to send me a 57-105 safe harbor letter, make me aware of the mistake,
problem, right?
You know, allow me to
respond
within 21 days. Yeah.
Right.
And I said, I literally filed the motion, and Monday there was a hearing, and I get interrogated, and now I'm dealing with the bar. I said, how many other attorneys in the state of Florida have alleged things that, you know, have proven to be not true, but they alleged it out of a good faith understanding that that's what they thought the facts were. So then this freaking investigator sends this complaint to the probable cause panel.
Oh, my God.
I mean, have you ever heard of something so ridiculous?
That's also the E factor, and when I told you to watch for Alan Rose, Alan Rose is all around you.
Because I'll tell you, like, like my husband, you know, who's an attorney, he goes, Leslie, my God, because he wrote the transcript. And he goes, I would have absolutely taken it the same way you did. You know, it wasn't a malicious, intentional, you know, I really believed it.
Right.
Well, that's why I think, Leslie, I'm asking Arthur and you to put that letter to the bar about Josh, because it kind of gives you an insulation from the bar. That you're reporting misconduct that you become aware of as you're required to under your ethics. And you're being forced to, you know, you don't want to turn in another attorney. We're all brothers here. But the law says I must, and I don't want to break any bar rules because, you know, you're sniffing up my skirt every day. So, you know, I have to put this down. Now they can't retaliate against you guys. And Arthur, what did they do to you?
He's from Miami.
Right.
And I represented him in a case, and opposing counsel was the former president of the Florida Bar, Dory Foster Morales. Well, Dory Foster Morales made all these unfounded allegations about Gabe. He's like the smartest, nicest, like there's nothing wrong with this guy, okay? So when I represented him, my strategy was to fight back as hard as she was fighting at him. I wasn't going to sit back because his previous attorneys have passively just let things fall over and, you know, just kept pounding, you know, compiling on bullshit. It was making Gabe look back to the court. So the former wife ends up firing Dory, okay, and he ends up, becoming friends again with Gabe. Well, in the last, like, couple months, he tells Gabe, oh, yeah, when I was being represented by Dory, she told me that it's her absolute mission this year to disbar Leslie.
Can you get that in writing?
I'm getting an affidavit. I'm getting an affidavit.
Yeah. So, no, this is how they're playing, Arthur. What happened to you, Arthur?
No, I was disbarred. But I have
crazy. I'm sorry, Arthur, what makes me so mad is it's like the Florida Bar does not have the back of the attorneys. I have noticed that. It's like you can get these crazy people making these allegations that are the most unethical, you know, the ones that actually are filing these complaints, and the Florida Bar takes their side.
They love them. They love them. Those are their ones they raise. They give Florida job bar jobs. The ethics department is a criminal organization run by mobsters. It's no longer a bar. It threatens lawyers who do good things. Any lawyer who stands up to them, they disbar. Not because a client complains, but because they go sniffing through your accounts and find some trust account and pull some bullshit.
Well, that's the thing. It's like they're just like when this stupid ass complaint went to the probable cause panel, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, you know, so then I went through every single disciplinary publication since January 2021. I saw you too in there, Arthur. I'm in there as well for October. But I went through every single, you know, because they publish it to try to make you embarrassed or whatever. And it was like, I couldn't believe what people were getting disciplined for.
Yeah. Well, the fact that they did Arthur 60 years of practice and disbarred him is just shows the egg on their face.
Yeah, that is just, I don't even know what to say. And that was like a mistake, like an honest mistake, and it wasn't even that much money, correct? And that's what I think Elliot or somebody had told me.
It was all paid back.
No, it was just a mistake. That's all.
It was a mistake. I mean, what? It was you had got some money out of your trust, like not even that much money, right?
No. It's a mistake that they, you know, they allowed him to take money out of my account. You know, that's all forgery. It was a forgery.
And the bank even the bank found it forgery, Leslie.
No, that's the whole trouble with Bank of America. Bank of America is the whole problem.
Right.
I said it was a forgery. Bank of America says it's not a forgery. And
I would say Bank of America.
And Bank of America denied that I ever filed a complaint. But, you know, I was able to prove that I did file a complaint.
But the Florida bar lady was after Arthur like nothing I'd ever seen. She was like a pit bull on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was scary. All right, so, Leslie, think about how we can use Josh to protect you guys from further bar abuse and force the bar to give us solutions of how do you want us to handle this with our client. There's 10 lawyers involved who all knew about it, judges. The 4th DCA knew that it was a fraudulent guardianship. Everybody knew and nobody did anything.
Yeah.
And now we got to unwind all this. So is my client paying for this? Are you paying for this? He's already had forgery and frauded documents. Those people didn't even get reported to the bar. You might make note of that. That those guys who forged and delivered those documents to the court were never reported by the court to the bar.
Wow.
Right. But I am, and you are, right. Forgery's okay. So right, meaning we put it on the bar, the onerous, of how are you going to fix this? You know, you're just a lawyer doing your job reporting the misconduct. That's obvious. And let's see what they come back with. They're gonna struggle and choke on it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I will have Kevin write that up. We will all get together on that. And all right, are we done for today?
All right. Yep.
Okay.
Done.
Good.
All right.
Arthur, love, my friend.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay. We'll see you soon.